Während Daf Mem Hey mit Aleph. After a third of the Amid, Rav Chisde Orek Le Abde Lebei Kusoi. Rav Chisde and Evid of his had run away to the Bei Kusoi. Sholach Lehu Adruhu Adruhu Meli. I would appreciate if you sent him back to me. He ran away. Sholchule, so they sent him back. Seems they were very frum. Leisazgir Eved al Adonov. The Pasuk says you should not return an Eved to the Adon. He ran away. Sholach Lehu, so he sent to them. Rabiden, there's another Pasuk. Vechein Tassel Lachamayroi. Vechein Tassel Lissimlosi. Vechein Tassel Lachol Avedis Achicho. So the Pasuk says, if something gets lost from Achicha, you have to return it. Sholchu lei v'haksiv leisazker eved al adoinov. That's a kasha. Kol avedes Achicha. But it says specifically leisazker eved al adoinov. Sholach lohu, so he sent back to them, ahu be'eved Sheborach mechutz loretz, loretz, uchravachi berabiashia. They're speaking about an eved sheborach mechutz loretz. So there, we don't send them back. But in this case, the Kusoy and Rav Chisde both run chutz loretz. So this halacha bechlal doesn't apply. So now, there's a mitzvah on you of Ashovas Haveda. Let us see Rashi. Zukt Rashi, Lebeke soy chutzlozi, v'rav chizdenami bebov alave. Shoch lohu kein tasa lochol aveda sochichel. So then he told them the drosher of Rabachi b'Rabbi Yashiya, that the posuk is speaking about an Eved Sheborach Mechutz Lotz L'Eretz Yisrael. The Mashma Lukhoi, or the Gemara says further, O Mashna the Sholach Lahu Ked Rabache B'Rabbi Ashiye, we had other droshes, Mishum the Mashma Lahu Kroi. So it's Rashi, the Mashma Lukhoi, Pashti the Kro Hochi Mashma Lu Tvei, Behein einam shoymim ledivrei chachomim lochi leshach lo kerebi. That's more of a drash. But here, Pashto the Kroh would seem like Abachi b'Rabbi Yashiya. So Mamela, that's why he sent that roshe. Look to Gemara weiter. Abaye irches lei chamro beikosoi. He lost a chamor by the beikosoi. Sholach lohu, shadru li, you should send back my chamor. Sholchu lei, shlach simne, they send us a simne that it's your chamor. Sholach lohu, so he sent him back the chivro kreise, the stomach of the chamor is white. Sholchu lei, so they sent him back, he loved the nachmeniyat, if you wouldn't have been a bayim, they have a mishadran olay ne'eloch, we'd never send it back. Oto kule chamri lav kreisayo chivroninu. All chamorim are like that, so it's not too much of a simen. The Meiri explains this gemara as follows. Bemison, the klal is that a Talmud Chochem is nemon betvi yisayim. So, there was no need at all for Abaye to give a simen. But by Sherusham, there was no Tviya sign either. I mean, there was, all the messages were going, Shalach Lohu, Shalach Lei. So he wasn't there to give a Tviya sign. So he was under the impression that's his Chamer. Fine, but you didn't see the Chamer. So Mamela, so, Abaye held But you're 100% right. I didn't see the chamor. But if I give you a simen cotton, that this is more or less my chamor. Not every chamor has a white stomach, al kaponim, many of them have. But this will be a shtikol simen that it's mine. So that's enough of a simen for you to send it to me. Now, I'll look at it. If it's my chamor, I'll take it. And if it's not my chamor, I'll give it back to you. And then I buy it in the monos of a Talmud Chochem. That's Neman with three Yisayim. So that was the inyan of the simen. Abaye held that just as to get it out of their reshus to show that there's something what to think about, that this is taka Abaye's chamer. So a simen cotton is enough to send it to Abaye, and then Abaye zikha has an emonis that if it's not his chamer, zikha send it back. The Nachmeni at Kleima Makirun Onuborg Shechosidato the Leute Shake. Lucheira Tomat Chochem, I mean, how did they were told this in Chesidus? Lucheira Tomat Chochem is them, but we are saying. Ein Paiden es Ashfuyin Yeser al Kedei Demeyen Mipnei Tikkun Oilom. One is not Paiden Shfuyin, those who are captured, more than their value, Mipnei Tikkun Oilom. Ein Mavrichin es Ashfuyin Mipnei Tikkun Oilom. And also, one does not help Shfuyin to escape Neitikon ha'olam, Rav Shimon Gamliel omer b'bnei takonas ha'shvuyim. A different reason why we are not mavriach shvuyim, ha'tikon ha'olam, takonas ha'shvuyim, exactly see in the Gemara what the machlokes is. B'bnei takonas ha'shvuyim, b'gemara meforesh lo. Iboy lo. Frag the Gemara, hai b'bnei tikon ha'olam. Mishum duchke de tziburu. The tikkun ha'olam is that, because if you'll have to pay exuberant prices, so the tzibur will not be able to afford this, so that is why in Pregnes Eshvuyin, yes, al kedei demem ne tikkun ha'olam. This is a takone le tzirach de tzibur. I don't mean mishum the lelegarvi velaisi tvei. Or maybe there's another of the tikkun of the, for the tzibur. Now if the shavoyim, those who capture people, they will see that when they demand a high ransom, they're successful, so they'll see this a very lucrative business, and they'll go into it full force. So that is why Chazal said, you cannot make it profitable for them. So therefore, ein poydnes eshvuyim, yeser al kedei demeim, only how much they are worth. So now we have here these two mahalchem, either al tzduch kedei tzibure, or the leil agavri velai sitve, toshma, someone wants to be poshet. The Levi bar Dargo polko leprate betleiser alfei dinreizot. Levi was paid to his daughter with 13,000 dinreizot. That's a hoimra. So zet me doch klar from Levi that the tam is als tuchke de tzibur. So memelo, we cannot demand from the tzibur such a sacrifice to give away a lot of their money, l'tzerich pinyin shvuyim, but a yochid who wants to give away is tobi olam roche. But if the tam would be al t'le legal v'vilay setvei, so then he shouldn't have done it, because Sakel, they see that Yidden have money and are willing to give away their money for ransoms, and that gives them a strong incentive to go in full force in this business of capturing people. So, Kaponim, we have a raya from Levi Bar Dalge that the Tamas al Tuchke the Tzibur. So, we can be mad on the Tzibur, but Yochid wants to give Taviel a broch. Amar Abaye. So, Abaye said, a man laim alon de Berotzin Chachomim Ovat, who said that Levi Bar Dalge did this Pa'ula Birzain Chachomim, Dilmashalai Birzain Chachomim Ovat. I mean, Levi Bar Dalge was not from the authorities that we could learn from him that that's the halacha. He did something, so perhaps it was done. Shalei b'tzayim chachomim. What is Rashem duch de tzibur who ein lonu litrei katzibur ulahavia lidei anias bishvileilu? They shouldn't be meisel nefesh on this business of capturing. They can sell these avodim for a very high price. So if the Tam is out look at the Tzibur, be Mutter, the Tam is out the Lay Lay, say then it'll be Yosa. But Lay Salf, he didn't say, I'm a Mishim look at the Tzibur. Let us see Taisvitz. The Taisvitz, the Lay Legalvi Velais, Vaho de Sanya Beperik Naro, Nishbis, what is the din of a person's wife became a Shvuyah? They were demanding 10 times as much as she was worth. Pam rishain poide. So the first time, you are poide 10 times. If this continues, you only are poide can I get chavius. But the first time we give the large ransom. So Taisa says, Shani Ishtoi da Havi ki Gufoi Yaisa mi Bitoi da Hocha. So Taisa says, Amir de Keteres. Dar Ishtoi ki Gufoi, Bal Atzmoi le Tiknu, Shalo Yitain Kola, Shalo Yi Be'ad Nafshe. For a person himself, for his own Atzole, Chazal never prevented him that he's not capable of giving what he wants to give to be matzel himself. Kol ashaloi zitem bad nafshay. And ishtoi kegufoi, son ishtoi, there are no hagbolas, there are no restrictions that you're only permitted to give a certain amount. We're not speaking about gufoi or ishtoi kegufoi, we're speaking about the daughter. Then they're ready, so this is a p'diyah for acherim. For acherim, we have to know already if there are restrictions, how much to give. Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya de polke lahutinik b'momen harbe banezokin. The Gemara says Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya heard a tinik, and he was in a beis asurim, and he was polke b'momen harbe, whatever they ask, he was muchan. Because he saw this tinnik, he's a muflik b'chochme, sanatay starosh, so he's a muflik b'chochme now, so he'll grow up to be an odom gogol. He's now muflik, he'll grow up to be an odom gogol. V'cholshkein mishu hu kvar odom gogol. He says, an odom gogol, also there are no restrictions. This is a taiva for Klal Yisrael, Mestama, that they should have G'dayla Yisrael. And he saw he had the potentials of being an Odom Godel. Inami Bishas Chuban Habayis Leishayich Deloy Legalvi. Bishas Chuban Habayis, that means then Klal Yisrael was Mufker B'yad ha'akum. They could do whatever they wanted. They were in complete control. So this whole takone v'loy legavri is not applicable then. Then they had complete control over the Yidin. This the loy legavri is when there's some sort of terrorists or pirates of some sort. So then they'll go overboard in order to capture more Yidin. But in that kufa, the whole concept of the loy legavri was not applicable. Taismis weiter daf nun chesam and aleph says one more teretz. And what is the teretz? Taismis says a teretz that ike ki ike sakonis nefoshes poinim shvun yoyser al kedei demeyen. So Taismis saying a meiradik ezach that the shvuyim of our Gemara, our Mishnah speaking about, it's shvuyim that there's no sakonas nefoshes, it's a business, so then we have restrictions, but there was sakonas nefoshes. Zot the Gemara weiter, benosei the Rav Nachman, no, it's kept over Gemara, ve'ein mavrichen es ha-shvuyim, mibnei tikken oilom. You don't assist shvuyim to escape mit neitikin ha'ilom. Abshim gemloyim mit neitikin shvuyim. Akon ha'shvuyim. May benayu, ike benayu, deleko elochad. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, deleko elochad, shovi. There's only one shovi now that is captured. Tanakam ha'ayish letikin ha'ilom kulay. We have to look ahead. We can't be short-sighted. If we'll be mavriach shvuyim, so memele, the shavoyim of the next group of shvuyim, the yitnum, bishal shalois, machritzim, so that means they'll be very strongly imprisoned, that they shouldn't be able to run away. It'll be very difficult for them. So we have to take this in consideration. That's why we're not mavriach. It's tikkun olam. Abshim aleichayish on ken yeshvim acherim ima shem yiktzefu ashavoyim liyas on biyisura. Now you don't to look so far. So the whole time is, if there's another shavui by them, so it could be they'll take revenge from that shavui, so then there's a din of a mavrich. B'nosei, the Rav Nachman's daughters, Bochshon Kitro Bidai, used to go, there was a pot of boiling liquid, and they used to go and stick their hands in the boiling liquid and the scalding water, and they used to mix it up with their hands. So what's pshat? Megise, what does Rashi say? Megise is hakdeir b'ideim shiroi sachas. V'oroi yesovo, shein ur shaletas b'em shatzit koni yesem. That the air is not shaylet of tzadikim. Koshele l'rabilish. Rabilish saw this maise, and he wasn't despoiled the way everyone else wasn't despoiled. He said, Shleim HaMelech says faker, Ksiv odom echad me'elav matzosi, v'isha b'chol eilo le'y matzosi. So Rashi says, Echod me'elof motzosi shehu tzadik. So he found one tzadik, Odom echod me'elof, and then Isha didn't find the tzadikis. Va'ika b'nosei the Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman's daughters, the tzadikim, full summers. It seems Shleim HaMelech is saying, Fakir. There's no such thing. Such a tzidkis. That the water does not burn them. Gomeluhu milse v'ishtavio. something happened and they were captured. Vishtavoi ihu nami bahadayu. Rosa was captured. Abilish and the daughters. Yom echad have Yosef gabe Yahu gavre da have yoda belishne de tzipoiri. One day they were sitting next to Rabbi Lish. There was sitting someone, a goy, who understood bird language. Asa ulve v'kokorilei. Now a raven came and started calling out, speaking. Amalei, so Rabbi Lish asked this gavre, my comma, what is the raven saying? Homalei, ilish brach, ilish brach. It's saying now the Eisrotzen can run away now. They won't capture you. They won't catch you. Omar, Rabilish said, Uve ishikro. The Oirev is a shakre. Mleisa michna eloi. I won't rely on an Oirev. Adahochi osa yoine vikokaria. A yoine came and started calling out. Amalei, so Rabbi Lish asked this goy, Maikom, what is she saying? Amalei, ilish barach, ilish barach. Amal, Knesset Yisrael ki yoyne mesila. Look, Klai Yisrael is nimshol to a yoyne. Shema mino, look, Mesrachesh li nisse. So Mamele, so I see that Mesrachesh li nisse. No, so therefore he felt secure, he can run away, they won't catch him. Here's a simen min ha-shamayim. Omar, so before he left, he said, Ezel achzei b'nosei de Rav Nachman. Let me see the daughters of Rav Nachman. Vostu tzachdo, ikaimon behem nosayu, if they're still in the same darge of Amune, adrinu, I'll take them along with me. Omar, so how do you find out was Tutzach? Noshi kalmili de islu sadron ladodi bebeis akise. He said, all their private things they speak about in the beis akise. Shaminu, so he went near the beis akise to hear what they were speaking about. Shaminu, he heard from them the kamron ade guvrin these shavoyim their men. The Nadoi Guvrin and our husbands in Nadoi were also men. That means these men are not one iota less than our husbands. Lema lahulishva ayu vilachakino mehochad leleisi inchin vilishome vilipakino. So they said, you know, we have to tell these shavoim that they should move. They were too close to Nadoi. And people find out that we're captured here, and then they'll be paid us. We'll have to go back to Nadoi, to our husbands. And it's nicer here, it's better here with these men. So he heard enough already. He heard already that they were in Gans and Kalya, the daughters of Rav Nachman. Come. Gavurcha Ramoshe Sakashi says he doesn't understand Rabbi Lish. He says, we had in the Mishnah, Eim Avrichen Es HaShvuim, Netikon Olam. What right does he have to be matzal them? As if it's Ramoshe. Unless he held up Rav Shimon Gamliel, that we don't paskin like Rav Shimon Gamliel, we paskin like the Tanna Kamma. Maybe, perhaps, if he would have heard from them different things, that they're still the same matzal like they were before, they were Abchin of Odom Echod Me'elef, so Me'elef could be just like the Rosh says, an Odom Godel, this an Odom Echod Me'elef, the equivalent an Odom Echod Me'elef, if they're in the Madrega, so maybe then we could be paid to them. But he heard they weren't off the Derech, they were, Kom Orak. So he ran away. Also, ihu vahu gavre. So the other person also went. That the nisim are happening, so the other person also went. Lidi day is rachish leinisis, for him a nes occurred, ovar b'mavre. It means when they were chasing them, so it seems a ferry passed by, and he was the ferry, took him over. Ugavrash kechu v'katlu. The other person, they killed. They found and they killed. Kihodron, l'maise, kihodron v'osom. When they came back, it seems, they weren't successful. The Benois Rav Nachman weren't successful to tell the Shavoyim what to do. It seems from their doi they did come and they were poided then. When they came back, so again they were stirring the pots with their hands. Ki hodran v'osan omar avika bochshan kidre b'kshofen. So then, Ilish said that they're stirring the pots with kishif. It's not sitkus, it's kishif. So Mordechai Samsoifa, he says, the first time when he saw them, he didn't give a, he just had a kasha, from Shloime Melech and Keheles or the Me'echa, but he didn't say anything that kishif. He just had a kasha. He had a kasha from Keheles. Now, he said, it's kishif, the pemolai. So the Chassam Sefer explains, before, Akasha, I couldn't say but with a behirus that the Matzit coming is, could be they are. But now, he knew that they weren't Sitkoniyus. Because he heard what they were talking about by the Shavoy, and they're still doing it. So kochach it's kishif. Fragt der Chassam Sefer, so what's the raya? Maybe they did tshuva. The Gemara says, Hamanash shani tzadik gomer fula yerosh gomer chayshish on the gedushin. So maybe they, how can you be mefars on the kishif? They're the mechashvays. Maybe they did tshuva. So he says two terutzim. One terutz he says that before also there was a kasha from Shlomo Melech. Now, and so he had a very arrayus in what they were doing. And then later he saw they went off to death, they were mizane. So now, to think Shemos and Tshuva, and they became Sitkonius again, that's a little far-fetched. Or he wants to say another teretz, he wants to say that it's only a din and choshesh and likdushin. But if a person was a roshe, so to accept him that he's a roshe, you have to see klol maisim that he taka changed. Kozman, I don't see anything that he changed, that he taka the tshuva, I mean, yishtom becheskos roshe. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, Amale Ravirish lo gavra mai kamra hu uve. Ki yeine mesila, ki yeine nimshol dursiv yeinosi samosi. Sodron la dodi noitze shiachad bebeis akise. Adi guvren eila shavoim, baleinu hein, there are husbands. Vi nerdoi guvren Yisrael anoshenu, shebenardoi baleinu hoyu kloime, kishem,
we don't need the first ones. Whatever we had from our first husbands, we have from them.
Adi eilu kamei ado amra zoisei meres. Lachakine maache sheyachikunu mikad. Ihu vahu gavre rabili shweisi shameivim belosh noifes. Hova mavre mavre hamayim lo yochlu lasidoi oide. There's a Rabbi Kivega over here. Bosa Ove Vekokori Boorech Erech somebody brings down
This word, Havi Mesud Yezud, the Rab Ilish, Yoda Siches Haifes. And Rab Ilish knew Siches Haifes. Kvari Sigo, Seder Adores, the Kan Mashma Behepach. As the Orach says that Rab Ilish knew Siches Haifes, this Sugi Vaisis Kalai did know. He asked him, the big Moses, there's another person who knew Siches Haifes, and he asked him, Abilish always asked him what he was saying. The Mirash Shiva Rav Chaim Shmulevitz says a teretz on this kasha. He wants to say, Emerson the Masheh is another kasha. But this person was a goy, so how could you believe a goy? Shapim Dibar Shav Yeminim Yemin Shaki, says Ilish Prach, how could you believe a goy? Now, pshat is that Rabbi Lish also knew Siches Haifes. So he knew Siches Haifes, so he heard Ilish Barach, but he was afraid he hears what he wants to hear. Since he's on the Igeya, he'd love to run away, so that's what he hears. So he wanted to check up if Yenna also hears what he hears. He didn't want to rely on his own ears. So that's why he hears Yenna. Yenna also knew Siches Haifes. But if Rav Ilish would not have known Siches Haifes, he wouldn't have relied on that person since he was a goy. So Adarabba, from his muchach, that Rav Ilish did know Siches Haifes. Zot the Mishnah weiter, Vein loikhen svorim filen um mezuzis menoiv dekechom yeser al kedei demei. One should not purchase Sifrei Torah, Tum, Mezuzis, Mevi, Kechom, Yeser, Al Meyem, Today, the Meyem, Mipnei, Tikkun Ha'olam. Al Tikkun Ha'olam. So, Trashi, what's the type Tikkun Ha'olam? Nei, Tikkun Ha'olam, Imishim Duchke, De Tzibure, Imishim Dole, Galva, Velaisut. We have the same Tikkun Ha'olam. Omale Rabudya la Ravashi, Yeser al Kedei de Meyen, who da in Leukchen. Obichdei de Meyen Leukchen. But if we will find, but if they will ask him to sell the Sifrei Torah, Bichdei de Meyen, how much they're actually worth, then we purchase them. Ishma Mino, Sefer Torah, Shinimtso, Beyadavit Kechavim, Koyrim Boy. He says, if we purchase it, he understood, we purchase it to use. So Zaraya, Rebbe Sefer Torah, she nimtza b'yadei v'krav v'koyrem boi, and later we never machloikes, nimtza b'yadei v'koyrem boi yana. So he answered her, Dilma lignites, maybe you paid it not to be koyre, you paid it to make gnize. The Sam Sefer is the Ramosh's Mavaya that the Indian of Pidyon to make Gnize is covered at Teire. It means that a Teire should remain by Goyim, and there Mustama by Goyim, it's not a Mokim Mechubed, it's not so Mamela, out the mitzvah of covered at Teire, there's a Chiyu. Is a chiyuv to be paid there. And he says, and if the wouldn't have been at Akone, so you would be paid there, yaisa mechdei de meir. How much would you be paid there? So he says, like a mitzvah sasei, that you paid that chaymish menachasav. So memele, he says, the mitzvah and covered that teire, and he says, could be take, if there's a Sefer Torah, B'mokim B'zoyin, which will not have any shaykhes with our Mishneh of Minoiv V'kechom. If some of them say, Sefer Torah is in a matzah, might get burnt, or anything might happen with it. So there we don't have the takon of our Mishneh. So he says, then take in the Hanami, als kovod Torah. Is a chiv to be paid for after the yes and mechdei the mayim. There's no such thing as mechdei the mayim. This is a din of kavod ha'toyre.
זאת רשי, קיירים בוי, ולוי חיישינו, שמו הוא קוסבוי לשם אבוידס כחובם, ופלוקתה היא לקמי. Now let us just be מדייק דלושן of רשי. We are speaking about a Sefer Torah שנמצא אצלכם. Nimtza means as follows, that is, by the goy. How the goy got the Sefer Torah could be one of two ways. Either he wrote it, or he got it from a Yid. A Yid had written it. Nimtza, we cannot know how he got it, the goy. So, v'loy chashinon shemo hu kosvoy. So now there's a chshash, maybe the goy had written it, and that's chshash number one. Chshash number two, we'll see, l'shem avoydus kechom. He wrote it l'shem avoydus kechom, uplukte hi l'kame. Well, later we're going to have a machloikis, sefer teiresh and nimtzai tzalakum, if we are chayish, that could be the guy wrote it l'shem avodah zarah. And if the guy wrote it l'shem avodah zarah, then you're not allowed to learn in it, because there's a din v'batem eshamam. So there's a din, you have to be ma'abit, the Sefer Torah. You have to be ma'abit the Shemis. So misafik, you would not be permitted to learn in it, if there's a din v'batem. So we don't know. Maybe the guy wrote it, L'shem Avodah Zarah, then no one will be permitted to read it, to learn it, to learn from it. So the Gemara have a meaning that since you're poides, as a raya kairam boy, we assume that it was not written, L'shem Avodah Zarah. So Mo says, no, Dilma hach de daike masnisen obach dey demeim loikhin. One is mechuyif to purchase, ligonis kabal. It is purchased for gnize. Payment nichanayisim biyadai. Shema kosheru, maybe it's a kosher, the goy tzanayisim bisfake. He says, we don't leave it by the goy, but we purchase it because we're mesupik. Maybe the goy wrote it, maybe a yid wrote it. So we going is in misafik. So it's more to me garay from our Mishnah that kairabai, most of not. Could be in kairabai. Amar Rav Nachman, naktinon sefer teure shekosvay min, yisarev. A sefer teure that a min wrote, a gabulche, the rit for dachsme brings down over here, mean is mitalmidai yeshu neitzri. That's the rashutavis of min. So sefer Torah shekosvay min yisarev should burn it. There's a mitzvah from bibatem eshamom, because it was written zicher l'shem avodah zarah. So bibatem eshamom. Does Rashi say? Rashi says, "Min ha'oduk ba'avodas kechavim, ki goyin koymar is one of the galochim." Rashi says. So memela, there the din is yisarev. Kosvoy oivet kechavim. Yigonex stamazoy, not a official in the church. Stamazoy agoy. Kosrei b'chav yigonez, k'dil l'kamon, yigonez. That is kosrei ayvi kichav. Nimso biyad min, yigonez. What if it's nimso biyad min? That means, I don't know who wrote it. It's yigonez. Nimso biyad ayvi kichav, ayvi kichav. Amri lo yigonez v'amru lo kairenbay. Let us see what Rashi says. Zot Rashi. Kasev kecham yigone is kindle kama. Nimsa biyad min yigone. Safik kasvoi. Safik matzoi vikoshahu. Maybe he found it. So therefore yigone. Nimsa biyadavit kecham amrilo yigone. Misveike Shemahu Kosvai, and he wrote it L'Shem Avedazore. So Memele, so Yigonis. V'amrila Kairim Boy, the Sveksveiko. Shema Yisrael Kosvai. Maybe Ayid wrote it. He found it. V'intim Salemahu Kosvai. Shema Linkaili Yisrael Kosvai. V'le L'Shem Avedaz Kechob. So maybe it was written, not L'Shem Avodas Kechob. He wrote it, Shema Limka L'Yisrael Kosvai. So the Chsam Sefer, there's a Medike Chsam Sefer here. Chsam Sefer asks, what kind of a Svek Svek is this? Shem Oynes Chatu. That means we hear the Tesis in Ksubis. The Tesis says the whole gather of a Svek Svek is if I have two different stodim lahata. Then I say Svek Svek. The Tesis says in Ksubis, what if I have a Sufik, maybe someone was Ma'anis Arusasoi. In Afilo, it wasn't Ma'anis, it was Barotzaim, but maybe she wasn't. Niva, when she was Ektano, Pitiktano Sainis. So I have two stodim as an Ainis. So Taisus says, I'm sorry, you only have one tzad. Shame Ainis Chadu. You have a suffix. Was it an Ainis? Was it Rotzen? It could be an Ainis, such a knife and such a knife, and, but that's not two stodim. That's all one tzad. Frek the Chasam Seifer. So what is the Svek Svek of Rash? Maybe, was it written L'Shem L'Shem Avodazore, or was it written L'Shem for L'Shem Hashem? So if Ayid wrote it, L'Shem Hashem. If the Nochi wrote it to sell, it's L'Shem Hashem. If the Nochi did not write it to sell, it's L'Shem Avodazore. So you don't have two distinct stodim leheter. It's one tzad. Maybe it was written L'Shem Hashem. Maybe not. How could it be written L'Shem Hashem? Maybe the guy wanted to write it L'Shem Hashem. Maybe he wrote it L'Shem Hashem. But it's not a Svek Svek. Azay Frek, the Chassam Sefer. Zot the Chassam Sefer as follows. We have here two tzodim. One tzod we have, maybe a Yid wrote it. If a Yid wrote it, so Shlatalainen it. We have another tzod. Maybe a guy wrote it to sell. So he says, if a guy wrote it to sell, it's not kosher to lane. See later why. But kindlech kelein in it. You could use it in cheder. You don't not kosher to lane. It's halachis. But you could learn it. You could like this. If he wrote it l'shem avay dezorim, says vibat pemeshmo. So you're not allowed to learn in it. You have to destroy it. But maybe he wrote it limkei l'Yisrael. If he wrote it limkei l'Yisrael, so even though it's apostle, it's sefer Torah, yeah, but you can learn in it. It's not, so he says, so I have here two tzadim. It's not one tzad. I have a one tzad, maybe it's kosher to lay. Maybe he wrote it. Maybe even though it's not kosher to lay, but it's not oivet l'Yisrael. Could be it's kosher to learn it. So it's a different tzad in God. It's him two distinct tzadim. Then he explains if he explains two Gevaltike Yesoides to Chassam Sefer. Chassam Sefer explains as follows. Number one, why do I assume that the guy wrote it L'Shem Avodah Zarah? It's not a meme. I say, I assume what Bechlal that's at. So he says that, well, the Shemis, which are written in the Sefer Torah, by the guy, that means his Avodah Zarah. Like we had before, Leisaske Eved El Eloi Hof. I mean, that's Eloi Hof. So whenever he writes the Shem Elokim, he means, I mean, how he understands Elokim. So automatically, snapshot is, that's the way he understands. So the Elokim that he writes is, who by him is Elokim. And it's Avodah Zarah. So there's a tzad hastis, there's a tzad that maybe he wrote L'Shem Avodah Zarah, that's true. But then maybe he wrote it to sell. Maybe he wrote it to sell. So the Chassam Sofer explains when he writes it to sell, so he says, why am I not chayish that he also wrote L'Shem Avodah Zarah? So to Chassam Sofer, to sell Tayyid is the biggest bezayin of his Avodah Zarah. He should give it over to Tayyid. Chas v'shalom. It's not a kovet for his Avodah Zarah. So he's giving it to Yidden, so he won't think of the Avodah Zarah. Like this is a bezayin for his Avodah Zarah. He brings a Mordechai Ramban. The Ramban says, if I want to buy Stam Yainim from a goy, I'm allowed to buy it. I don't declare that he was Meshachshach. Because if he's selling it to me, he would never give Ayid this Yayin that he was Meshach Shechla Avodah Zarah. He should give it to Ayid. So if this is the tzad, if this is the tzad that he wrote it to sell, so it wasn't L'Shem Avodah Zarah. Could be it's not kosher to learn, but it's kosher for Tanakhis to learn it. So that is in Vais Tachais, in the other Mandiyom, we have here Machlekes, Nimsa B'yadakum, Echadema Yigonis, Nechadema Mutalikreis. So that's the Machlekes. Do I make a Svek Svek over here? So that is what Rashi said in the beginning of the Sugya. The Gemara, we're talking about Nimsa, the Mishnah is speaking about Nimtzo. So Shema Mino Koyrin Bo. So the Gemara says, no, could be Goyimtzin. And Rashi says, it's a Machlekes Vaita. The Machlekes is these two Lashaynes. Sefer Teire Shekos Vay Oivet Kecham. Tani chode yisorik. Tanya idach yigonis. The tanya idach koyren boy. So three baraises, what do you do with a sefer Torah? That kosvoy, the kosvoy with kichov. So the gemara loikash, oh, the tanya yisorik, abalozei. Tomer stam, marshevesoy with kichov, lavidus kichovim. So memele, so you saw it, vibata meshemot. Oh, this anya yigonis, aitanu, sefer Torah, tefillin and mezuzos. Shekos von mosul, aive kechom, behevet, ishe, bekotten, bekusi, yisor mumma, psulim. Shenema, ukshartum, ursaftum. Kol sheyeshnei bekshire, yeshnei bekside. Kol sheyeshnei bekshire, einei bekside. So, just to plow through the baraisa, he says there are two categories in this hekesh, kol sheyeshnei. either one who is mitzuve in kshire is capable of making ksive. So memeile, and that will be memayit, eved kechovim, eved, isha, katan, kusi. And then we have another type, yeshnei bekshire. If bepoil is mekayim mitzvahs kshire, he is capable of ksiva. So that we memayit mumar and amosar. Mumar and amosar, they are not b'mitzvahs kshira. I mean, you know the mitzvah, but they're not mekayim mitzvahs kshira. So who are they? They're not mekayim mitzvahs. They're not roi to be kaisav. Now, before we see Rashi, why is a muscle is a malshin? So who says he doesn't put on tefillin? He puts on tefillin, and then he goes and he's malshin. I mean, a mumma is a mumma. He's a non-believer. One said from a Pama Meister that there was someone that was wearing tefillin, and he was speaking apikursus. Someone told him, he's speaking apikursus and tefillin. He says, what do you think, apikursus is part of tefillin? But Al Kaponim, so Amuma, good, so he doesn't wear tefillin. But Amosa, so the Sam Sefer brings down, and a muscle is a person who gives over, from his mesiris, he's giving over a yid to goyim. And giving over a yid to goyim, there can be one of two things. They can kill him. Then he's choshed and leisamed odam reyecho. And also, if he's in the hands of the goyim, they can be madrim aladas. So if he is not scared of being Bishlam, if they'd only kill him, say he's Eva only Samad Adam Reyecha, but that's it. And we could say he's Mekai Mitzvah, but Samad Adam Reyecha says he's lucky. But since if he's a Mosul, they could make him Avirei Aladas, and he doesn't care, so that's right that he's a Mosul like a moon. So Al Kaponim, we have over here, Rav Avnunim, who said, Ein Kairim Baitim. Kol she yesh na bikshir, yesh na bikshir, hu shen bikshir, ein na bikshir. Zat Rashi, Nabalosa, Beshritus Chulun, Mipashkunye, Shaymoke, Mosa, Malshin, Evadisha, in Bekshira, Sessishes Mangromi, Delilah of Shabbos, Lazman Tvilumu, Kusi, Gere, Royesay, Mumma Mosa, Rei, Volkmelein, Oil. Now, there's a Shreklach Kash over here. Well, let's say there's two Kashes, a Shreklach. One Kashe, the way we were learning before, koyren, we said before, nimtza biyad akum is koyren, Rashi said al tzvek sveke, so the Chassam Sofer had learned pshat, koyren means, not that you koyren for the tzibo, no, you koyren for tenoikis. You koyren for tenoikis, and not ever tzvek sveke. So here we have to say that this Bryce is speaking about Ein Kairin, or the Sanya, the Yigonis, Ein Kairin, speaking about that the Yigonis Ein Kairin means that the Tanaik is also not permitted to learn in it. Now that's a shek. Why not? why can't they learn in it? Because they're not Toshi Yeshne Bekshire Yeshne Bekshive. So that's a din in Kedusha Sefer Torah. But why can you learn from it? This is a kasha. The Tazis is this kasha. It's Meresh Pei Aleph. Then Bechlal et Shrek Lechmodne. Before we had, when a guy wrote a Sefer Torah, we said Yigonets. So Rashi seemed to be saying, Rashi seemed the cause of coming down to the Kamona can be here now. Shema hu kasvoi, nimsa biyadai v'kecham amrila yeganish, isveike shema hu kasvoi. Maybe he wrote it. If he wrote it, some say he wrote it l'shem avaydizah. That was the... Then Rashi says later, by a goy, this atzad, if he wrote it, he wrote it l'moch. But al kaponim, the reason that it's possible is because he wrote it L'shem Avei Dezore. L'shem Avei, maybe wrote it for sales, maybe wrote it not L'shem Avei Dezkerov. Here we have all of a sudden a psanudin notes, Yeshne Bekshire, Yeshne Bekshive. So we have here two kashas. Why do we need this din? And with this din, why can't you make us learn in it? So I saw Nachlas Moish, he brings some to Chsam Sefer, could not find it exactly in Chsam Sefer, but that's me says, I'm already kibbut. He says as follows. And the Taz is Karshe, Baitz is Yidonis, then Eina Bekshire, fine. So, but the Tanakis can learn in it. So he brings the Gemara later, Daf Samach. The Gemara says that Haftarte, which means that was the Gila that the Haftaris were written on. So it's Muktzin Shabbos. Because for Nitin Likosev. What does that mean? That Megillus, the Nevi'im have to be written against the Novi, can't write some day after. So it's Lenitin Likosev, so it's Muktzi, not allowed to learn in it. Why not? Because Dvorim Sheb Biksavi Ata Roshoi Loim Rambalpe. So if it is written proper, not Fahika, the Balpez also. It has to be written properly, Mitter Chaksav. Aksav means the way Anovi should be written. If you wrote down on a paper, you wrote down the Haftarte, and it's Loinit and Likose, it's not permitted to be written like that. So that is not considered Mitter Chaksav. So it's Muktzi. Now to be Metal to a Shabbos. So we see Amor and Ikezach, that as the Loche of Dvorim, Shebiksav Yata Sholom and Balper, we need a ksav that is kosher for Kedushas Ksuvim, Kedushas Nevi'im, Kedushas Sefer Torah. Litta Nachlas Moshe. So the second Baraisa that says, saying a whole tzettel of Yigonets. So you know why Yigonets? Because you're not allowed to learn in it. Isha, Kotten, not allowed to learn in it because kosher yeshne bekshira yeshne bekshive there ain't a bekshira ain't a bekshive, so it doesn't have kedusha sifrei kodesh. It doesn't have kedusha sifrei kodesh, so you're not allowed to learn in it. So lo yikra boy, lo likres boy. This halacha that lo likres boy That was before they made the takonah, but now we don't have this thing. By us, there's a din eis lasus l'shem eifero tevesecho. Now we're allowed to learn the Torah and the Vim Iksuvim from something shaloi niten likosev. It was not written properly. Now it's not muktzeh. Al teis lasus l'shem eifero tevesecho. So to nachlas Moshe, zer gut. Here we have a baraisa. The baraisa is, to be was in this man, the mother, some of us are a baraisa, and you're not allowed to be metaltal and aftarte. So, bisman a baraisa, this still was the halach, and vom shem b'ksav, you can only learn it, b'toich ha'ksav, from a kosher ksav. Not from a kosher ksav, you're not allowed to learn it. So Memela, so here the Baraisa is saying Yigones. Why Yigones? Because you're not allowed to learn. Afilatinaik is also not allowed to learn from it. Before we had a member of Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman was already Bisman HaGemore. By Rav Nachman, it wasn't Negeya anymore. This is of it's not shaloi nitein likosev. That means by a goy is a lav bakshir 100%, but that's only din lenitein likosev. So that is kolzman I have a haloche that dvorim shebiksav yato v'shoyleim rambal peh and is only permitted to be read mitoich kosher iksav. So then, als that, one is not permitted to learn. Als that, cheshbon alone. Rav Nachman, that Rav Nachman is speaking about, he was after this halacha. So, in Rav Nachman, we have different cheshbonos over here. Rav Nachman said, this, we have a two lashonos. What will be the din if not the likrois or the tzorich ligonis? And that's a shadu yevasvek sveke, don yevasvek sveke. Ah, is a lav barkshire, but that's not negeya anymore to us, because lav barkshire is only if you want to have kedushas kisvei kodesh, kisvei kodesh. But now we don't need kedushas kisvei kodesh al kaponim that tinoikos should be able to learn from it. So by us, the whole shail is, if it was nichtav l'shem avodah zarah, you're not allowed to learn it. If we bought the meshama, if we have a svek svek that I can assume was not written l'shem avodah zarah, then you're allowed to learn it.